New Jersey's massive wildfire in Ocean County is now 60% contained. That's up from 50% last night. The effort appears to be working. The size of the fire has not changed much in the last 12 hours, still listed as being around 15,000 acres. 19-year-old Joseph Kling is accused of setting wooden pallets on fire before leaving the area without the fire being fully extinguished. He remains in jail, awaiting a detention hearing. The White House wants to eliminate nearly all federal funding for public media, including NPR and PBS. WHYY's Carmen Russell-Sluchansky reports on the impact this could have on public media in our region.
The proposal would rescind $1.1 billion already set aside for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. WQLN, a smaller NPR and PBS affiliate which serves the city of Erie and mostly rural Erie County, relies on federal funding for around 40% of its budget. Cindy Spazzarni, station president and CEO, says that losing it would present an existential dilemma and impact their ability to provide news and educational programming for kids.
It impacts everything that we do. I mean, being such a small station, it's a huge loss to WQLN.
Democrats from Pennsylvania are pushing back, calling public media essential. But Republicans like Representative Scott Perry back the cuts, calling NPR and PBS propaganda outlets. President Trump is expected to ask Congress to eliminate the funding soon after they return from recess, April 28th. Carmen Russell-Sluchansky, WHYY News.
The Phillies were set to take on the Cubs at Wrigley Field starting at 2:20 this afternoon in about 15 minutes, but that game is already in a weather delay, so first pitch is TBD. The Phillies have lost four in a row. This is the first of three games against the Cubs in Chicago. Taijuan Walker starts on the mound for the Phils. And on Saturday, the Union hosts DC United in Chester, kickoff at 4:30 p.m. It's 77 right now in Philadelphia.